My goodness, South Africans love WhatsApp.
Hey.
Actually, let me not even be unfair. African people love WhatsApp. They want to buy on WhatsApp. They want to talk to you on WhatsApp. Oh, everything must be on WhatsApp.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, sure. I'm a little bit of a gangster, guys. Yeah. I don't think people understand. But I really am. And not on purpose. It's just who I am.
It's who we are.
The grunge.
Yeah.
I like things that are hard-hitting.
Sure.
That are very intentional and clear. This is who I am.
So tell me, if someone joins the movement,
right? Yeah.
That person, once they've inculcated everything that you would like them to learn,
yes.
How does that person look like? How does that person move from that point going forward? What changes in a person who's picked up on the marketing culture?
Once a person understands what marketing is, guys, and Dumiso's interviewing me now.
I'm sorry.
I'm on an interview, but it's fine. I like it. Thank you.
Yeah. Come let me teach you a lesson. Come let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Level line with the podcast. Teach you lesson cause I got class. Level line with the impact. You be lying, that's a real fact. Come let me teach you a lesson. Come let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Come let me teach you a lesson. Come let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Level line with the podcast. Teach you lesson cause I got class. Level line with the impact. That's a real fact. Come let me teach you a lesson. Yeah. Come let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me.
Welcome to the Lebu Lions Show, where we talk all things marketing, brand building, business mindset, and sometimes pop culture. Guys, today I'm extremely exhausted, so I had to ask Ndumiso to come in again to have a conversation with us, because as you can see, we're not in our normal studios. We're actually at the venue for the Everything is Marketing Masterclass Tour. This is the first one we've ever hosted. Listen, I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing, Lebo.
Is it?
Yeah, it's...
How do you know? Oh, you're a fortune teller.
This will be the energy is bubbling. The energy is bubbling. There's an excitement about it.
Yes.
Plus also, you and the team have really worked hard at it. So, I mean, God is going to reward that hard work.
God... Guys, there's a song that I'm listening to right now.
Yes, tell them about the song.
There's a song that I'm listening to. Calvin Momo. If you know Calvin Momo, please pass this message on to him. Umdali. That is a masterpiece of a song.
Crazy. I heard it for the first time today when you were playing it.
What?
It's amazing.
What? Like, Ndumiso, you guys know he's from the Unchristian podcast. You are a PK.
Yeah.
So you go to church.
Yes.
You know the hymns.
Yes.
I don't know the hymns, guys. Yeah. When I went to a birthday recently, and somebody who's my age, but she goes to church, she's like very religious.
Sure.
So when people were getting up to do speeches, people would sing hymns.
I
did not know what to do. I was just there like, and the kids were looking at me like, how is this adult sitting here not knowing these songs?
And they were judging you.
They were judging me. I felt judged by the children. But honestly, like, when I heard that Calvin Momo song, Umdali.
It's a beautiful one.
Firstly, isiZulu. It's in my heart. I can feel it. I don't know. It's just something else. And the lyrics, basically he's saying, you're always with me.
Yes.
Right? And he says, uhlala umkhulu, something like that. Uhlala unami njalo.
That is huge reassurance for the kind of lives we are living.
Nah.
Especially as an entrepreneur, there are days you're like, what on earth am I doing?
Yeah. How did I get here? Sorry, where am I? Where's the exit button? Because I don't know what's going on here.
The one thing I don't get is that two people in the 1980s got together, made a baby, and today I'm paying the bills. I don't understand.
That's what your kids are going to say.
How am I paying the bills?
That's what your kids are going to say one day.
How am I paying the bills?
That's what your kids are going to say. And that's a good question. How are you
adulting.
Paying? Did you ask to be here?
Ish, adulting.
Did you ask to grow up?
You know what I'm saying? I didn't.
Was it your fault?
Ish.
But you're here.
But we're here now, and we must find the purpose.
Yes. And I think this song that Calvin Momo got, like I said, if any of you know Calvin Momo, call him, tell him to call me or send me his number. I'm going to call him because that is a masterpiece. That song is everything. It's praise and worship for me. I don't go to church, but when I listen to that song, all my troubles melt away.
Yeah, it takes you to church.
It takes me to church. I feel seen. Yeah. I feel heard. I feel like I'm drowning out all the noise of my problems, my thoughts, my everything.
Amazing.
And I can just breathe.
Yes. That's the power of music, right?
It's the power of music.
Music is spiritual. It's deeply, deeply spiritual.
Music is very spiritual. Yeah. Even the crazy Makopo Rosh sound.
There's something in there.
There's something there, guys. Like music really, I feel like it alters your mind.
Yeah.
It really does impact the soul. When you listen to music, something happens.
Music also helps you to travel.
Yeah.
Without a plane ticket. It takes you places.
You know, there's a video that's trending right now. Trending, I use that word loosely, but my Pepe Ndaba posted it. My Pepe Ndaba. DJ Spoo reposted it on TikTok. That's how I saw it.
Yeah.
But it's this girl who went to Singapore.
Right.
And she's saying, guys, South Africa is global. Amapiano is global. I don't know if you've seen that video.
I haven't seen it.
It's literally, it's growing. Mm. And she's basically saying, if you guys didn't know that we are global citizens, you must know.
Wow.
I'm here. You don't have to
Singapore.
You don't have to do much to get into the country. Mm, she was just saying, you think it's hard, it's really not.
Wow.
I don't even think you need a visa to go
Singapore. Yeah, yeah.
So she was just saying, don't limit your mind, travel. There are many places that are open and receptive to South Africans and African people.
Yes, yes.
And our time really is now.
Yes. And as Lebu always says, we deserve nice things, guys. So
we must
go and get nice things.
We must go get nice things. But I think for me, it plays into that, what you said about the power of music and how it helps you travel.
Yes.
Not only does it help you travel, but it allows the rest of the world to travel to us and understand our culture.
Our culture, yeah.
Right? And what are marketers?
Yes.
The curators, creators, and custodians of culture. So who is at the forefront of this engine?
Right. And I've seen so much, especially from the West, like the USA. They transport so much of their culture through their arts.
Thank you.
Music, movies, and all the others. And we consume so much of their culture. Not just culture, but even they influence even our legal system, even policies. There we structure certain things in governance and in business according to models that are from that country because we see all of these things through the media that they push to us.
Thank you.
So it's powerful.
So it's really powerful, and it just shows you how influential this social media.
The greatest device ever made.
Greatest thing ever made. Social media is the most powerful platform that platforms that exist because they are that engine that have made everyone in the world who chooses to opt in to be a global citizen. Right?
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Billions. Billions of
people. That's a lot of people. Social media is powerful.
It's powerful. And that's also why whenever I have conversations with people online, I say to them, what you post matters.
Mm.
Right? And people will say, but I need freedom. I can't just live my life for my employer or whatever. It's not just about your employer. It's about you. You're leaving an imprint. This is your brand and reputation.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not, we all have brands.
And the internet doesn't forget.
The internet never forgets.
Everything.
So once you post something that you can't take back, be ready for the consequences. And don't be mad and say people are a certain way.
Right.
You chose to show that.
Yes, exactly.
You pressed the button.
Hey, guys.
Right? So it's really deep that all these things that we do travel so far and that they also impact what people think South African culture is.
Right, right, right.
And so we are also the brand builders. Each one of us, we are social media.
Yes, yes.
We are brand builders.
Absolutely. And you see something is valuable sometimes when you have evil characters and players in the world use it for their agenda.
Thank you.
Then you know.
Yeah.
There's something here. They've discovered something that we have not seen.
There's
and so propaganda and all the fake news and deep fakes and all of that, especially around election time.
Yes.
50% of the world is voting in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a real scrutiny on the internet mm-hmm. and as what is happening, because so much can go wrong if we don't police. One day I would love to have a conversation with you about AI and how it's affecting the world and marketing, but we'll get there.
That's a really deep conversation. We do need to have it.
Absolutely.
Because we are living it.
Oh,
whether we like it or not, all of us are living
it's already here.
I've even been able to optimize some service offerings for my clients using AI.
Nice.
So I believe in AI. I think it works, but you have to know how to use it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are being lazy with it, so they don't know how to use it, and then it comes across like they used it.
Yes.
Which is the problem.
You can see it, yeah.
But they used it. But anyway, guys, today's episode is going to be very light because we're shooting at nighttime. I'm sure you can see that we're shooting at nighttime. We are at the venue. We're setting up. And if any of you have ever planned events, you know how exhausting it is and how much goes into it, especially in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And we want to create an amazing experience for our guests because, A, they paid for it, but, B, that's the standard for EIM.
Yeah.
Right? That's the standard.
Let me ask you something. What it's like the eve of the event, right?
It's the eve.
Yeah. What have you learned
throughout
this journey? Give us two things, just two things you learned.
Okay, so I learned a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
A lot. I've grown. I'm a grown-up now. I've got two extra wrinkles on both sides of my face.
In these 3-4 right? months?
Yeah, no, I've learned a lot, Shem. I've grown. But I think what I've learned, I'll choose two lessons, right? One is about South African people, and then one is about how to run events and market events. So the first one is, my goodness, South Africans love WhatsApp.
Hey.
Actually, let me not even be unfair. African people love WhatsApp. They want to buy on WhatsApp. They want to talk to you on WhatsApp. Oh, everything must be on WhatsApp.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I just say that there's this beautiful thing that exists called a website.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's much nicer than WhatsApp a lot of the time if you want to know things about events and you want to buy tickets seamlessly. You know, websites do a better job. I'm sorry, WhatsApp. I'm not trying to dog you. I think WhatsApp is a great platform. You can use it for so many things. But there are a lot of things where it's not necessary to have a WhatsApp conversation with somebody to make a purchase. Because a website literally will say where, how, what, how much. But people still want to go to WhatsApp and ask those questions. The poster will say where, how, WhatsApp. I mean, how much? But they'll still want to go to WhatsApp and ask the same questions. Some people will even take the poster and send it to you on WhatsApp and ask the questions that are on the poster.
You know what I suspect it might be? It's not the whole cause or the reason, but does it say something about the eventing culture in South Africa that people are skeptical? They want to have a one-on-one conversation with you as the organizer to make sure, is it happening? You're not canceling. My money's not going to, you know,
disappear.
Right? Maybe. I don't know.
I didn't think about that, the human touch, right? And how that human element of it validates it.
Yes.
And makes it feel like a safe experience where websites might feel a bit cold.
Right.
And it's interesting because in the same breath that South Africans like to buy event tickets on WhatsApp, they don't mind buying products on a website.
Interesting.
They don't mind going to, let's say, Hermosa Floors website and buying the products there. They don't mind going to Take a Lot and buying. But as soon as it's an event, it's almost like there's a weird psychology where the mindset shifts and people say, okay, I need a more, you know, an experience that I can feel. I need something tangible before I can make the purchase, right? And also, I've also found that it depends on the niche. It depends on what you're selling.
Yes.
Because you find that things that have an established culture, like what Rory Sung is doing with Jesus This, Jesus That, the religion is established.
Yes.
Different kinds of, I don't know what you'd call them, religious groups are established, right?
Yes.
So the conversation about Jesus, the praise and worship, the songs, they're established. Like I said, you guys know.
Yeah.
It's like all of you went to the same church.
Yeah, there's a culture.
And they teach the same song.
Yeah.
I don't know these songs. So I feel excluded from the movement because I don't know the things.
Sure,
but so many people know. So it's not like Rory would have to create a post where she says, this is the hymn we're singing today.
Right.
Learn it in advance so that you, when you come to the event, you know it. All she has to do is start singing it, and people will join in.
Yeah, because in the gospel culture,
yes,
we are all plugged in through our faith, And when it comes to music, per se, we all listen to the similar things.
Mm-hmm.
Our demographics would make sure that a song I know you would know, we listen to this kind of things.
Yes.
People who are of a different demographic and psychographic would also be listening to another kind of gospel music.
Yes.
So all you got to do as someone who wants to tap into that market is to plug into that existing culture.
Exactly.
And show yourself and offer something in it.
Yes.
But within exactly. the flow, within the river.
Within that culture.
Yeah, yeah.
And the beautiful thing about something like a movement like Jesus This, Jesus That yeah. is that you guys go to church every Sunday.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So there's constant marketing.
Yes.
For you guys.
Yes.
There's constant advertising.
Yes.
The culture is so well set up
mm.
that there's enough systems in place that remind the person within the culture to participate.
Yes, yes.
And there are consequences for not participating. There are rewards for participating.
Yes, yes, yes.
So religion is a beautiful culture right. in the sense from a business perspective.
Absolutely.
Listen, if I really want to make a lot of money, I think being in the gospel industry would make sense.
Yes.
And having concerts in gospel because
right.
there's so many structures already.
Absolutely.
That help you market like this. You can market yeah. in your sleep.
It's so hard to gather people.
Yes.
You know, even if it's a good thing,
yeah.
it's a legit thing, it's hard
yeah.
to gather people. But in the Christian community, free gatherings on Sunday, it's just known.
Yeah.
Just hundreds of people just come together in one place.
Yeah.
Tell the same people, I've got a financial seminar, come and attend it on a Thursday night. This is what you're going to get. Not the same response.
It's not the same response,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And even though all of them go to the same church
yeah.
and they would come if it was a gospel concert,
yeah.
they won't come if it's a financial seminar. Won't.
And that frustrates me so much about my beloved church community.
Oh.
We're not so keen about knowledge-based events, empowerment initiatives
mm-hmm.
that are going to develop us to be the kind of people that we are striving to be.
Mm.
When we read the Word of God, we aspire to live a certain kind of life.
Yes.
But it's like there's a disconnect where we don't want to be told or taught. We don't want to submit ourselves to be taught how to get there.
Yes.
We think our faith is going to help us to supersede the process.
Oh.
And that doesn't work.
He said it, not me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm nodding, but I didn't say it.
Yeah, yeah, and
I
it
didn't
gets
say
me.
It, oh, but he said it.
It's very true, right? Very true. Very
I'm
true.
Nodding. I'm nodding. Because that's the thing, right? Like,
yeah.
faith is a good thing, and we all have faith whether
yeah.
we go to church or not.
Yes.
We have faith in something.
Yeah.
But action.
Action.
Is execution. Also important.
Yeah.
Execution.
Yes.
And exposure.
Hey, Gosia. Yeah.
Because you have to expose yourself to multiple things
mm.
to get the one thing you
oh,
want.
Absolutely.
Which is, I think, the trick of life.
Yes.
Which makes life so frustrating.
Yeah.
Right? But that's the case. So I love what Rory's done with Jesus This, Jesus
mm.
That.
Mm.
And I want people to understand you cannot compare events in different industries
mm.
because
mm.
of the runway and the work that's
yes,
been done
already.
To create the culture.
Yes.
So I'm here, Little Miss Label Lion. Where's the marketing culture in South Africa? Where is it?
I'm sorry to tell you.
If you find it, please send it to me.
I'm sorry to tell you, but you are creating it. Ayiko, you are creating it. So thank you. We are all jumping on this train because this movement is mm-hmm. being created. And it's
really
so beautiful
is.
To watch.
Thank you so much.
It's
Thank
so beautiful
you.
To watch this.
It's not beautiful for my stress level.
I know, man.
It's beautiful for my therapist. He's making money. That guy's making money. You know, if there was ever somebody
oh,
making money from
goodness.
Me trying to be part of this industry, it's that therapist of mine.
Amen. Wow. Thank you.
Because, wow.
Thank him. Thank
yeah,
him.
No, really, it's a lot. And,
yeah.
and I will be quite honest with you guys because I do feel quite tired and I'm hungry.
Mm.
So it's a lot. Creating a culture is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, God has put me in this place
yeah.
where somehow I've decided that I'm going to be
yeah.
creating marketing culture in South
yes,
Africa.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that we don't have corporate marketing culture. We do.
Yeah, we do.
But it's exclusionary.
Mm.
And
yeah.
everybody
yeah.
uses marketing.
Yes.
everybody's affected by marketing. Yes. Therefore, everybody should participate in marketing. Yes,
and know what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm the girl championing B2C. Mm. I'm saying even C2C. Mm. You know, I'm saying to people, understand this thing. You can use it for yourself, even if it's just to make informed purchasing decisions.
Yes, yes.
Understanding marketing will help you do that.
Yes.
Do you want to know which school to take your child to and the kind of messaging that that child might be getting at the school? If you understand marketing, you'll see those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Quickly, before
fast, yeah.
anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a terrible customer. Mm. I'm a terrible customer. Okay. I just got a new personal trainer.
Oh, all right.
This man, I asked him a million questions. I said, what about this? What? Yeah. He showed me a poster. I said, this poster, this, because of my marketing background, right?
So
I already know that everything is designed to sell something to me. So I need to be willing to participate in that sale conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm going to tear it apart to see what's there before I agree to allow the person to... Put me through that.
And there's a big conversation here about the kind of sacrifice we have to put in to build something.
Yes.
And you're not just building a business, like we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
That is another level of sacrifice.
Yeah.
But building something that's bigger than you,
that
is affecting so many other people, that's going to spread throughout the continent, the level of sacrifice in pioneering... Not it's many heavy. People understand that it's expensive. It's not just money expensive. Expensive as in it costs your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm grateful, and this is going to sound weird, that I don't have kids and that I'm not married right now.
Right.
Because I don't think I'd be able to juggle that. I don't think I could be a good mother right now.
Ish.
I don't think I could be a good partner. Because my focus, I go to sleep, this is what I think about.
Yeah.
I wake up, this is what I think about.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what
it's
I'm doing right
you.
Now.
Yeah.
It's consumed me, and it has to. Otherwise, nothing's gonna happen.
Eesh, man.
You know, and it's so interesting because when you live in the world with people who have different interests to you, but want the attention that you get from pioneering, they're gonna watch you build and then hop on.
Yes,
just when they see that there's a crack.
Eesh.
And the issue with that is.
Eesh.
Those kinds of people slow down the movement because they water it down.
Right.
So even though you're going in this path, you know where you're trying to go, and you actually want other people to come on board, right?
Yes.
When that person's there in the cracks, those cracks people, they go and they take whatever narrative you're painting, they change it, and then they go make money from it.
Opportunists.
Yeah. Opportunists, but also they're just ruining everything.
Yeah.
You know, and the problem is those kinds of people are usually connected people.
Mm.
Who will have people at brands and they'll say, Lebu's doing that masterclass, everything is marketing, let's do it here.
Quick money. Yeah.
And then the public, because they're not informed, they see a big bank doing it and compare it to Lebu's efforts. How? You get
but
me?
Maybe that is the calling of a pioneer to influence. And when you influence, you'll get the legit ones, you'll get the fake ones.
True.
But there's something here where oksalayo, it's being done. This thing is happening.
Mara sifuna imali, ama pioneers. Nathi, sifuna imali, sifuna ugresta.
Yes.
We also want to drive Bentleys and say, Mama, I made it.
Yes.
That's the song I was listening to today. That's why.
That's it.
Not my mind. But like for real, because honestly, in pioneering, you make money, but then you put it back.
Yeah.
Right?
You do.
And when you're an opportunist or whatever else these people are, they make the money and they keep it.
Yeah, it's just so they're just in there for the transaction.
Oh, mama, it's very easy. So I think it's about damn time we change that narrative.
Yeah.
I think pioneers must eat. Of course. Eat a lot.
Eesh.
Not just a little.
Eesh.
You know, and so I'm glad that we're also having conversations with brands because we do want to get brands on board on this.
Good,
but
good.
And I think for me, what makes me feel positive about this is that there are brands who are being receptive to what we're talking about regarding EIM. And it's important for me to be very intentional about who I work with and how we work with them.
Yes.
So with the first one, we thought, let's test it out. Let's see what this actually looks like.
Yes.
Let's create the brand texture.
Right, right.
Let's create the brand culture.
Sure.
Because anyone who was following us knows that the posters changed,
mm.
the branding changed.
Yes.
Right? And that was me kind of sitting
beautiful
at home.
Beautiful branding, man.
Thank you. That was me, because I'm creative sometimes.
Osa,
yeah.
I know how to do Osa, like, again.
And things.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know, it's not my favorite thing to do, sure. To be honest. Yeah. I'm not the kind of marketer who likes graphic design and stuff. Mm. But when I'm feeling creative, I can sit and design.
Sure.
Because it's
sure.
So beautiful to do.
Love it.
And I remember sitting at home looking at the poster. Let me tell you guys, actually, this is an inside scoop about the poster. So the way EIM came about, everything is marketing.
Yeah.
I was sitting, literally, beginning of Jan,
yeah.
And I said, the community has been asking me to do an event.
Yeah.
And if I don't just create a poster right now and post it,
yes.
I'm never doing this. So I
wow.
sat at my kitchen table.
Mm.
I did a poster.
Mm.
I looked at other people's posters and I said, is this
yes.
what the market likes?
Yes.
Okay, let
yes.
me do a poster
yes.
like what
yes.
the market likes, even though I don't like these
yes.
posters that I'm seeing. And I posted it.
Mm.
And then I called everyone and I said, guys, we've got an event. Who can help me? That's what I did.
Everyone was like, what? What
yeah.
event?
When I say to people, I will literally jump out the plane and
yeah.
build the parachute. That
yeah,
is my life.
Yeah.
I swear, I'm not even joking.
You have to.
There are witnesses who know
yeah,
that that
to.
Is exactly what I did.
Wow.
So obviously, there's this poster.
Mm.
It fits what I see in the market
mm.
for business events.
Interesting.
And it gave me a really great runway in terms of the attention I was getting from
sure,
brands. So
sure.
I won't lie, that design works.
Mm.
But it's not me.
Oh, okay.
And when I was designing this thing, I thought to myself, so I need to show people things that I'm not
Ish.
To get people to understand what this event
Ish,
is.
Yeah.
And I know we're not supposed to personalize things, but I really don't believe that you can sell something you don't believe in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you don't feel good about something and you don't connect with it emotionally.
Yeah, if you don't connect with it.
You can't confidently sell it.
Feeling.
It's oh,
like
no,
connecting.
There's a. You know when you're connecting with an idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I looked at the poster. I'm like, Mara, this is just a poster for some business event.
Mm.
And I'm not, it's not Lion.
Mm. Mm.
It's not Lion. Not
mm.
even Label Lion. It's not Lion.
Mm. Mm.
Right? And I said, I can't do this.
Sure.
I can't do this when I have so many people who follow me,
yeah.
who hear me say, have audacity,
yes.
be authentic,
yes.
Do these things,
yeah.
be the disruptor.
Sure.
I am a disruptor.
Mm.
So I said,
mm.
no, this brand is going to symbolize what we believe in
yeah.
this community.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I literally, again, sat at my kitchen counter. I went to my phone. So I like, quickly, I swear, that's what I did.
Sure.
Then I was done. I was like,
mm.
I like this color.
Mm.
I like the logo.
Yeah.
Emailed it to Amanda,
yeah.
and then I said, we're going with this.
Yes.
And we went with it.
And that's how it is.
We changed everything.
Amazing, amazing.
Now we've got a banner, you see it's
yes,
beautiful,
yes,
we've
yes.
got tags, and I resonate with this logo and these colors
yes.
so much, it is my heart.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
The style and just, it's
the style,
something
and
about
it. And it ties in, right? The Label Lion
mm.
show logo.
Yes.
The Lion t-shirt.
Yeah.
EIM.
Ties
similar.
In.
Kind of the same texture.
That's impressive, Libby, how you created that and...
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? It's
God
good.
Saying, oh, papai, what is this poster, baby girl? Change that thing. You're not like these people. And it's okay to not be like other people.
Yeah.
Because I think people
yeah.
underestimate the idea that you're not being arrogant by saying, I'm not like these people.
Yes.
Maybe the market is doing this. It's
mm.
fine. But
mm.
I'm not like the market.
Yes.
And I need to own that because
mm.
that is my value proposition.
Yeah, the market will respond best to who you are authentically. You could do something well.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not really who you are,
mm.
you will not get that connection
yes.
that we are talking about from the people
yes.
that you're going to, and then your buy-in will be much less than what it's supposed to be. So we got to do things, yes, that we connect with.
Yes.
There are things, a small percentage, like you were saying in one episode about social media, about how the things that are boring are the things that our audience likes sometimes on social media.
Sometimes
and so we mustn't
too.
Do things for us
yes.
only, but we must understand we're not really contradicting ourselves here with what you're saying. You must still feel connected
you're
to it.
Right.
Your
you're
DNA
right.
must be there.
I think from what you're saying, the connection I'm making, right, is yes, there's certain things you have to do
mm.
because they have to be done.
Mm.
But when, and not even but, when it comes to a movement,
mm.
a movement is soul.
Mm.
People are led by the person who creates the movement.
Right.
So they need to feel that you're deeply rooted in
absolutely.
The movement.
Yes.
There are people out there, and I know this is going to sound very controversial, they are very money driven. And guys, nothing wrong with money. Nothing wrong with being motivated by money. If that's what makes you wake up in the morning, good for you. But there are certain people who are not brand builders.
Yeah.
They are doers.
Yeah.
They'll say, tomorrow, next week, I want to have an event. Let's do a quick poster. Yes. Let's do this.
Now.
There are people like that. Lovely. And you know what? They succeed.
Yes.
Because that's what they're about.
Yes.
So you look at the poster, it's a clumsy poster. You look at the event, meh. Yeah. But it ticks the boxes. Yeah. We've got a panel of speakers. We've got, you know, and that's fine. Because that there's clearly a demand for that because they make money and they succeed.
Yeah.
But then there are brand builders.
Ish.
People like me. Ish. People like you.
Ish.
We can't sleep at night
when we're like, guys. Guys, I've not done.
This
guys,
thing is not making
needs to,
sense.
Needs to come together. Yeah.
You know, because you're not thinking about, okay, I can make 500K in 3 weeks' time if I have a conference.
No.
You're going, okay, in 5 years' time.
Yes, longevity.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
And then what does the person who's coming to my event look like? Yeah. What are they about? Mm. What do they believe in?
Hey, deep
and
questions.
How far can I take this relationship with this person? Because remember, when you're just doing an event, you're just doing an event.
Yeah.
But once you create a movement, you are expanding and extending the relationship that you have with the individual that comes, which means you can sell them more over time.
And you're saying to them, come with me on a journey.
This is what Ndumi says, You're literally saying to them, come with me on a journey. You're not saying,
it's not just transactional.
It's not just transactional.
Let's go somewhere.
Let's be about something.
Yes.
Jesus, this Jesus that I think does that very well.
Yes.
You know, an EIM, I think we're doing that well.
Yes.
With the rebrand. We've only had this rebrand for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Right? So it's so insane.
But it's impactful.
It's impactful. Mm. In the 3 weeks that we had it, everything changed. The team dynamics changed.
Imagine.
The runway of our sales. In fact, we got more sales.
Interesting.
But we also had people who knew that, this is not for me.
Oh.
Which is good.
Yes.
Because before, the other poster was appealing to too many people.
Mm.
And I know so many people who'd say, that's a good thing. I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
I want people who are going to wear that lion tee and understand what it means.
Yes.
We're like street. That's what EIM is about. If you see our logo, it's not fancy cursive.
Of course.
We're not typical business. Yes.
We are
business
workers.
We're workers.
Yeah.
But not just workers. We create, we're curious, we disrupt.
Mm.
That's, you know, we get our hands dirty.
And we determine culture.
We
drive
culture.
We determine culture.
Right? So, we're not typical business where we're just ticking off lists and things are just, that's not what it's about at EIM, and I want that to resonate with the person who.
And that's the long way.
And that's the long way.
It needs patience.
It needs storytelling. It needs conversation.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm excited because that's what I like to do. I love Kanye West because of that.
Sure.
I love the Kardashians and the brands they've built because of that.
Sure.
So that's who I am. I know where I fall in.
Sure.
I'm not Mrs. Label Lion's going to be in cursive handwriting. It will never.
Yeah.
Okay. If you see that happening, send help.
Something is wrong.
And Label's trying to conform to something because I am not a cursive handwriting girl. Yes, I like things. I like nice things. But even in my personality, I'm quite grunge.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? I think I'm quite grunge in my personality and the way that I do things. I'm very, I'm a little bit of a gangster, guys. I don't think people understand. But I really am, and not on purpose, it's just who I am.
I like
the grunge.
Yeah.
I like things that are hard-hitting,
that
are very intentional and clear. This is who I am.
So tell me, if someone joins the movement, right?
Yeah.
The movement must be joined.
Yeah.
You know, you accept it, you buy in, you join, and you move with it.
Yeah.
That person, once they've inculcated everything that you would like them to learn, how does that person look? How does that person move from that point going forward? What changes in a person who's picked up on the marketing culture?
Once a person understands what marketing is, Cousin Dumiso's interviewing me now.
I'm sorry.
I'm on an interview, but it's fine. I like it. Thank you. Once a person understands what marketing truly is, I believe that shifts your mindset.
Yeah.
And it makes you see the world in a completely different way.
It does.
And even though what you see might scare you,
it
will also empower you and drive you to want to create.
Yes.
I want to see more creators in Africa.
Oh, man.
That's what EIM is about.
Yes, creators.
How do we create an ecosystem where every African person knows that they've got value to add,
yes,
and that they actually are co-creators in the economy?
Mm.
In any way, whatever you have to offer, logistics, science, it doesn't matter. You are a co-creator. We need you.
Sure.
And we need you to see the world in a way that empowers this continent, empowers the world.
Right.
Once you know marketing, I think all marketers think they're global citizens. I haven't met one marketer who doesn't know or think that about themselves, because you're just so planted and you
understand the world becomes smaller.
The world becomes smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And not only smaller, but it's so much more exciting because you understand that you can participate in anything.
Yes, yes.
It's like, I can do this.
Yes, yes.
And even if I fail, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what EIM is about. It's fostering a culture of learning, because I believe that learning opens your mind.
Mm.
And once your mind is open, you can create anything.
Sure.
That's what we're about here.
Sure.
It, in the future, I'd love to see it being a festival of learning. Right, a festival. And when I say learning, because people really like to confine learning to a classroom. Learning through music.
Oh, man.
Learning through art.
Oh, man.
Learning through sports.
Yes.
We're learning here. Everything is marketing, so why don't we incorporate everything? That's my question.
Wow, that's beautiful.
You know, so that's what I see as the vision of everything as marketing. That's why I say anybody can be part of this. But the prerequisite is that you must be curious. You must want to learn.
Yes.
If you're not interested in that and you want somebody who's going to say, here, ABC, tick the list, this is going to bore you.
Yes.
You know, if you're not an energetic person who wants to be out there, this is going to bore you.
Must be a risk taker too.
You must be a risk taker or you must be somebody who's willing to learn how to take risks.
So this is not for marketers or people who want to be marketers. Yes, of course. It's part of that.
Yeah.
I should have said only. It's not for marketers only.
Yeah, it's not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all, because if everything's marketing, then it can't just be for marketers.
Of course,
In fact, all of us are marketers in a small way.
Mm.
We really are.
Because every day, every week, we got to sell something to somebody. Even if you are working 9 to 5 and you're having a meeting with your supervisor, that idea on paper, that document that you're presenting, you're selling.
Yeah.
Marketing principles come into play there.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that really blew my mind about marketing, the more and more I learned about it, is the psychology aspect of it. Because you have to now understand and learn how people think, because marketing moves on that frequency. That was such a big learning curve.
Yeah.
You know, to see how different people think and why.
And why. It's funny because so tomorrow's keynote, I'm talking about that.
Amazing.
The human psychology of it all.
Oh, man.
I think you're stalking me. So
not either.
You're straight likely.
I am not stalking label, guys.
What's going on?
That's big. It's. I've been thinking about it for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
The psychology thing.
Human psychology. That's it. Mm. That's what culture is.
Mm. And the marketers that are real successful are people who really understand psychology, human psychology, and then can tailor communication in line with that. When once you do that, you get a customer or anybody to connect with something emotionally,
you're done.
Conversion takes place right
there.
Because
connection leads to conversion.
Yes, because people don't buy products; they buy ideas. They buy into ideas. They buy into
feelings. They buy belonging.
That's right.
But they don't buy products.
Yes.
Or services.
Yes, exactly.
They don't. The amount of people who have purchased my consulting services, simply because they felt like being near to me would help them have courage, is wild.
Amazing.
So when they came to buy personal branding, they were actually coming to me to buy courage.
Ooh.
You get me?
Oh.
That's how deep it
guys,
is.
Guys, did y'all hear that? Guys, in the editing, we are going to rewind that part and repeat it.
No, really, that's what I learned, because I have to observe. Ooh. I have to take feedback from my clients. That's
amazing, yeah.
I saw that they don't care. I could be saying, go buy bananas and apples, put acha. That's personal branding. They'll do it.
Wait,
why?
Wait. So if I'm selling something,
yes,
I must ask myself the question, what am I really selling behind this?
Thank you.
Because they can get this anyway.
All products and services are ubiquitous.
Yes.
Ubiquitous means it's everywhere.
Right.
Right. So you need to not make it ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And that's marketing. Because marketing doesn't always have branding in it.
Of course.
But it will always have value. And the value is whatever that person finds as the thing that drives them to come to you.
Yes, yes.
So I realized that my personal branding sessions, and one could say that they are more on the higher end in terms of the pricing.
Sure.
People, when they come to me, they're not necessarily coming because they want to know the ABCs of personal branding. They just want courage. They see me displayed, so they say, if I go to her,
yes,
I'll learn to be courageous.
Get this thing.
And then I will be the best version of myself. So I even had to shift how I facilitated personal branding consultations.
Get you.
So that it was more about a person unearthing their own power.
Their own.
Instead of me saying, this is how you build the personal
That's
brand.
That's amazing.
Because intuitively, you have the instructions within you. But somebody has to give you the key. Or actually show you that you have the key.
Yes, yes.
Some people don't know they have the key.
Yeah.
So there's someone like me who says, you have the key. This is the key. This is what it looks like. This is where you're going to find it. Then you can go open it.
Wow. For you, is this, on a personal level, is this pressure or it's empowering for you? Is it fulfilling or is this like, oh my goodness, these people, the demands.
I love it.
Amazing.
I love it because it's actually less pressure
less.
Than having to say to somebody, this is how you build a personal brand. Mm, That's boring. I know how to do it. I don't think people want to sit through 2 hours of a lesson. You know, I don't think most people want to. Those are, I found that people who want instructional, very rigid, A, B, C, are people who are operating from fear.
Okay.
So they want control.
Mm.
And if there's an academic, overly academic element to the thing, they feel like they're getting their money's worth because they have control over
right,
it. They
right.
can go and say, she said A is this, B is this. But the people who are truly open to the process, if you come to them with A, B, C, they disengage.
Wow.
Because they're not here for that. They're ready to unearth the personal brand for real. And that's why they want the courage, the mindset.
Yeah. So they're there for the intangibles.
They're there for the intangibles. Because a personal brand is intangible by nature.
Sure.
So I've always found that if I have a client who's ABC, they'll come back 3-4 times.
Man.
Why? Because they're not going to get the value they think they're getting from me giving them the ABCs.
I got you.
But because I gave them the ABCs, it gaslights them to themselves.
Sure.
Because they're like, but she gave me all the instructions.
Yeah, yeah.
Why isn't it working?
Yeah.
It's not working because you're not ready to connect with yourself.
Wow.
That's why. So they'll come back. When they're ready, they come back and they go, okay, I used these. It didn't really work the way I thought it would. Why? And I say, because now we need to do this.
I get you.
But some people are ready for the this.
Yeah.
We go straight into it.
So when we are sitting with our clients, we should be asking ourselves, what does she really want?
No.
Uh-huh.
You should be listening.
Okay.
Because I didn't ask myself what my clients want.
I
observed.
I should be listening.
Okay. I just observed. I listened to them. They'd tell me. Because what would happen is, I mean, when I first started, I would say to myself, okay, I'm prepared. I'm going to look professional. I'm going to tell them. And then a person would come on. First, their eyes would light up. Oh, I finally get to meet you. Okay. Meeting me is a thing for you. I didn't know.
Okay.
You know? Okay, this is cool.
Right,
thank
right,
you.
Right.
Hi.
Nice, nice.
So now when somebody's excited to meet you, you can't immediately go, thank you. Let's go into ABC.
Yes.
You're obviously going to engage now with the soft
connect,
skills.
Yeah,
must connect a little bit. Yeah. Okay, I understand. Okay, see, I connect. I'm
sure, sure, sure.
Then the first thing I do to people say, tell me about yourself. And when somebody tells you about yourself, you need to listen. There are many things that people don't say, but they say that actually give them away.
Okay.
And those are the things that I take.
Right.
And
right.
I go, oh, okay, so they didn't say this. Or when she said this, she laughed. Why?
Yeah.
Then I ask them the questions and they tell me and they go, okay, this is what you actually need. So if I'm going to tailor something for personal branding for you, this is what I need to be looking at.
Gotcha.
Basically, so it's about listening because I can't determine what people, I can't sit and think, what do you want from me? It's really difficult to do that.
Yeah, of course.
But once you listen to people, you go, oh, okay.
And then you discover.
Then you discover, and then you see a trend.
Yeah.
And the trend will come from, even though you have different clients, the trend comes from you.
Okay.
So what you start to understand is, oh, my brand means this to people.
Mm.
That's why every time people come to me, they have a common thread of wanting courage.
Right.
Clearly, when I show up, I'm showcasing courage
right.
to people.
Right.
I did not know that.
Wow.
In my mind, that's not what I thought I was looking
for. Yeah. You know,
but clearly, that's what they see it as.
And that's the growth of the pioneer, the growth of the entrepreneur.
Yes.
You are growing yourself as you serve.
Mm-hmm.
You are discovering, so this is these are the aspects and the facets and the different angles of who I am and what I can offer to the world is mm-hmm. not just linear, but it's really multifaceted.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
So that's honestly how I did it. And it's so funny because we're not supposed to be talking about this.
Hey. Hey, like the topic is just changing all of a sudden.
The topic is supposed to be something completely different.
Completely.
But then Dumiso interviewed me, and now we're here having deep conversation. Man. And I think it's necessary, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so funny because it wasn't supposed to be here. Let's get into what we're supposed to be.
Yes, ma'am.
About.
Yeah. Come let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Level line with the podcast. Teach you lesson cause I got class. Level line with the impact. You be lying, that's a real fact. Come let me teach you a lesson. Come let me teach you a lesson.